Well, I'd like to thank Robert for asking me to come up here again, the elders for allowing me to be up here again. I had a question. Have any of y'all, around this New Year's time, decided to have a New Year's resolution? Say you're going to cut something out. Say cut out cokes. Say you're going to exercise more. Or just start running more. Just about every New Year's, that comes around this time, people start making these resolutions, saying that they're going to make a little bit of a change or do something a little bit better, or do something more. And I said some want to lose weight, some want to cut out certain drinks like Cokes and different things. And some just want to be a little bit more organized. I know for myself I need to be a little bit more organized, but that's neither here nor there. But there's some people who will stick to that little bit of a change. And then there's some that work on it for a few weeks, myself, and end up going back to what they were doing before and start drinking the Cokes and eating all the chips and everything like that. But many people will stick to that little New Year's resolution and end up losing the weight they wanted to lose, go back to where they wanted to be, or are more organized like they wanted to be. Then there are some people who want to be more. Some people want to become Christians during this time. Some people think, well, it's time to get my life together. As Robert said in this morning's sermon, some people want to get right with God within the new year. Sadly, there are some people who think, oh, is this, I get baptized, I'm a Christian. That's all I gotta do. There's a little bit more to it. That's actually a lot harder path than what people may think. We're told we will face temptations, we'll face trials, but each little thing will make us just a little bit more and a little bit more stronger. There's some people who stick to the straight and narrow, talking of in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, where it says, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. There are very few people who actually follow and stick through with the Christian religion. Some people will fall off to the side and say, oh, this is too hard. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to face all these trials. I don't want to have these temptations. I want to do what I want to do, which goes along with the broad path, and which is in the same chapter in verse 13. So wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. There are many who go by in it. Many people decide to go into the broad path, which leads to destruction, which is also hell. Many people decide to do what I want to do. I want to go out and do all these other things that this being in this Christian religion, I don't get to do that kind of stuff. I want to do what I want to do. Many people will decide to follow their own way, which goes along with the broad path. When in reality, we need to stick to the straight and narrow. It's going to be hard. And it's one, I guess you say, New Year's resolution. That's going to be the toughest thing you have to stick through in the rest of your life. But when we become Christians, we have to put off the old man. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, it says, put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts. The old man is focused on earthly things. He's focused on money, whatever brings him pleasure within his life, and they'll eat, drink, and be merry. That's all he really cares about. That's the old man. And when we come and become Christians, we put that old man away and we become a new man. We put our things on things above. We put our treasures to heaven. We put our eyes into heaven and keep pushing forward. But within this, we have to walk in newness of life as well. In Romans chapter 6, verse 4, says, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Once we become Christians, we have to stick to that path. We can't wander off, or like I said before, have that little squirrel moment, and then once you take that path, it's hard to get back on, because you're going to keep wanting it more and more and more. As Brother Carson said in his sermon a couple weeks ago, you start saying, just one more time, just one more. One more time won't hurt. And then you start going around the mountain and just keep on moving around, doing the same thing over and over and over again until you're years down the road and may end up being too late. The path, as I said before, it's not easy. It's one resolution that is probably going to be the toughest one you'll have. It's the most important one you'll have to make. Because you can lose weight, you can cut out certain drinks, you can be more organized, but is that going to get you to heaven? Is that going to get you to your eternal home? I don't think so. Making more money, that won't get you where. Because money's just going to deteriorate throughout time. I'm asking y'all tonight, those who are not become Christians, are you wanting to make that change? Are you wanting to make that New Year's resolution for the rest of your life? To press forward and put your treasures to things above. To follow the path that's straight, it's narrow, going through the narrow gate that leads to life. Do you want to take that path? Or do you want to take the one that's easy, but in the end leads to destruction? And that destruction is also known as the second death. But if you're wanting to make that change, just hear the word, believe it, confess that Christ is the Son of God, repent, and be baptized in his name. And you'll be added on to the Lord's church. And those who are Christians, who have wandered off and wanted to go back to the old man that hasn't fully put it away, that the old man just pulls you aside and like I said before, that says that one more time, that little bitty spot that says this one more time will pull you back into that broad path that you were on beforehand. Do you want to come back tonight? Make that resolution. Become the better Christian. Become what God wants you to be. Be the person and the Christian that the Bible talks about. Be what God and Christ are asking us to be, are telling us to be. Why not come tonight? Why not come forward? We'll pray for you. We'll pray with you. Why not come tonight as we stand and as we sing?